Later, as fears grow over escalating tensions, Israel's promise to retaliate against the strike by Tehran, which was in response to its consulate in Syria being bombed. Sir William Patey, who served as UK ambassador to countries including Sudan and Iraq, thinks Tehran underestimated the impact of its actions.
It's trying to calibrate a response without provoking a wider reaction and trying to avoid a miscalculation. So I think they wanted something significant. If they'd just done something through their proxies, that wouldn't have been anything new.
Two former prime ministers are likely to vote against legislation today, which would give the UK some of the strictest anti-smoking laws in the world. It would see anyone who's aged 15 or under now never able to buy a cigarette legally. Healthcare professionals say bras should not be subject to VAT. The Society of Radiographers argues that they're a basic necessity, warning that poorly fitted ones can lead to issues. The creation of explicit deepfake images will be made an offence in England and Wales. Under new legislation, anyone who does so without consent could face a criminal record. Here's Minister for Victims and Safeguarding, Laura Farris.
Creating this material is not only inherently misogynistic, but an offence in itself. We're hearing more and more stories, yes, of well-known people, but also of ordinary people whose lives have been ruined.
UK households are throwing away 90 billion pieces of plastic a year. Greenpeace is warning current recycling facilities will never be able to keep up with the amount of waste produced. And a black hole that's 33 times bigger than the sun has been found lurking undetected close to Earth. Gaia BH3 is just 2,000 light years away. That's the latest. I'm Beda Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, no. Better get your sunglasses on.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, it's looking not too bad in Brentwood. Overcast a little bit. 12 degrees, light rain showers and a moderate breeze. That is what's predicted for today. So about a 40% chance of rain at 12 o'clock. And then that goes down to about 30% and then back up to 50 by 4 o'clock. So it's half and half. You could get a little bit of rain throughout the day, or it's going to be dry. By about 8 o'clock tonight, it will be dry overnight into Wednesday. And Wednesday's got a chance of rain more in the afternoon around about 5 o'clock. But it should be sunny, sort of cloudy, bright morning tomorrow. 11 degrees. What's happened to that lovely sunshine and all that warm weather?
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Now, you'll be pleased to know that Meghan Markle has unveiled her first product from the new lifestyle collection, American Riviera Orchard, with 50 influences have sent her strawberry jam, including fashion designer Tracy Robbins and Argentine fellow polo wife Delfina Balquiar. Oh, I love her name, Delfina. But the thing is, you know, they've got to make a living somehow. And she was an actress. She's not gone back into acting. And doing these things where people buy, you know, products that they recommend, which is what a lot of people do on social. So why shouldn't she? They've got to bring in money somehow. Because, obviously, they've just... I think Harry's just lost that case on for protection. I mean, I would have kept that really quiet, you know, but myself, but on security when he comes to the UK and other places. I mean, you know, he's a high risk target, and so is she, and so are the children in this day and age of the world we're living in. Although it's probably always been the same if somebody's a member of the royal household. So they've got to bring the money in, and that's what she's doing. And people are going to absolutely, they're going to, I think she's going to be successful, because I think people are all like, yeah, you can't do that, and being really damning. And I think people will be curious and they'll be like, oh, that seems like a good product. I might add that, because it makes you feel like a princess, that you're getting something a little bit superior. I think the other one that does quite well is Gwyneth Paltrow with Goop. And they're very expensive. Sometimes when you can't afford the designer handbags and you can't afford the designer shoes, you might buy yourself a pair of sunglasses to make go, oh yeah, well, I've got a pair of this, you know, I've got a pair of Gucci or Chanel sunglasses, that's fine, I feel well in it now. Not realising they're probably all made at the same factories. But, yeah, and I suppose if you could buy jam and it was like 12 quid or something, you go, oh, I've got sort of royal jam that's come all the way from blah, 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 you know. It's what you can afford. Sometimes you need a little treat, don't you? I wouldn't pay that for jam. I did actually pay a little bit more for, I got a little thing of, did I get piccalilli? Yeah. Although, I tell you what, the best piccalilli I've had is what Sylvia Kent, who comes in with the bookshop, she made some, and I ate it within about 48 hours. I had a bit with some cheese, and I'm not a cheese, a great lover of cheese. But I ate it. I was like, oh my God, this is delicious. And normally, you know, when you buy it in a jar, piccalilli, because it's yellow, isn't it? And it's quite crunchy vegetables. It's not particularly that nice. When it's homemade, it is. And I think I bought some from Fortnum & Mason only because it was in the train station where I was picking my friend up last year. And I had some of that and I thought, it's not as good as, it's not nowhere near as good as Sylvia's. And that was about £8 or something for a jar, something ridiculous. But I thought, well, it's Fortnum & Mason, you get a little bag, makes you feel, you know, oh, look at that. Just a stupid thing, really. At the moment, I'm just buying stuff that anything on the supermarket I see that's on discount that might be going off, I'm just buying it and putting it in the freezer because it's the best thing to do. I've got so much chicken in my house at the moment. It's unbelievable. There's chicken everywhere. It's like, it is. It's just chicken, chicken, chicken. I do like chicken, I must admit. And I, you know, sometimes I don't want to cook. I don't want to cook lamb, and I don't want to cook pork, and beef and mince. And I'm like, no, I like a steak now and again. Very, you know, now and again. But chicken's just, you know, it's just easy, isn't it? You can make loads of things with chicken. I know I can't. I know I should buy the meats, but I do. I love my chicken, and I also like a tin of tuna now and again. I like to do. I thought about this. I think for the weekend I might do this. I might, and this is really simple. It's a tin of sweet corn, bit of mayonnaise, bit of balsamic vinegar, salt and pepper, and then you mix that with a tin of tuna, drained. It has to be tuna in oil, not tuna in water. Nobody should be eating that. That's horrible. Mix it up, not too much, because I don't like it when people overmix tuna and it goes really, really mush. Don't like it. I like it quite chunky. And then you just pour some pasta and then pour that on top of the pasta cold, hot pasta with cold topping. Don't ever heat up tuna. There's no reason for it. And then sprinkle over the top some lovely fresh parmesan. And when I say sprinkle, I mean like a big old handful. And that's a really nice dinner. I'm salivating even thinking about it now.
I've been drinking absinthe, I just did the math, it ain't had enough. I've had enough of running around this board game. You can know your own name, I won't give it up. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. I've been reading notes, sense of it, ain't no conspiracy that can save me. Living in the moment feels good to me till it hurts, and I need somebody. Am I crazy? Am I foolish? Am I stupid for playing games with you? If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. Take me. If I told you I love you, would you say that it's true? If I told you to fly, would you say that you love me? saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet are in the sand. If I told you I loved you, would you say that it's... If I told you to fly, would you say that you loved her? Don't take me for what I'm saying, just take me for what I am. 'Cause this is where I'm staying, my two feet.
I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
I'm gonna start this out and say, I gotta get it off my chest. Got no anger, got no malice, just a little bit of regret. No, nobody else will tell you. So there's some things I gotta say. Gonna jot it down and then get it out, and then I'll be on my way. No, you're not half the man you think that you are. And you can't fill the hole inside of you with money, drugs, and cars. I'm so glad.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Do you have talent, but nowhere to show it off? Do you have stage fright? Our online talent show mobile app contest from the comfort of your home. Singers, dancers, rappers, comedians. Download TK Talent Show and try to win a weekly cash prize. Winners can receive up to $100. All talent is welcome. Download TK Talent Show now. TK Talent Show. TK Talent Show.
Phoenix FM.
Finally, I'm where I wanna be. I didn't think this life was gonna be for me. A love you gave me to discover was right here. But now I'm caught up in a dream, don't wanna leave. See, I ain't been one for wishing, not at all. When you least expect, it's creeping up on you. No confiding nor abiding to no rules. And now I'm content knowing that I'm here with you.
Right here, you got me where you want me. Now I'm right here, waiting for your calling. Now I'm right here, you got me where you want me. Change it for the world, now that you're mine. You played me hard to get for a while. Still got me deeper every day with your smile. See, I ain't been one for wishing, not at all. When you least expect, it's creeping up on you. No confiding nor abiding to no rules. And now I'm content knowing that I'm here with you.
Jess Glynn, we're the right here, and I'm right here at the moment. Oh, that horrible noise, sorry about that. I meant to join in, I went, oh, that was awful. full. I'm so sorry. I was meant to be joining in and singing tunefully. That wasn't very nice. Straighten your ear. Reverend Paul Cutty Carr, I do miss him. He is now over on, I think it's Crete he's on now with the ministry over there. And he said he's missing gals in Billericay High Street for their coffee and cinnamon rolls. Oh, they do look, wow, they look good. Blimey, I like a cinnamon roll. Do you know what? Just talking about cinnamon rolls. I was over Lakeside. There used to be a place called Cinnabon, I think, over there. I think it shut down. Sometimes they open up these little, franchises, and they just don't do well. I mean, you've got to be in the mood, probably, to have a cinnamon. But if that's the only thing you do. And or ice cream parlours, you know, in the winter, people don't, it's not something you really fancy. You have to be really careful. But I remember saying to my mum, I said, do you fancy a cinnamon bun? She went, oh, okay then. So we went over there and I bought two of them, and then she bit into it and she went, I don't like cinnamon. And I went, wait, I said, isn't the clue in the name, mum? Isn't that the it's called Cinnabon. I didn't know it'd have cinnamon on it. I said, it's called Cinnabon. I said, you can see them in the window. I didn't know. I don't like cinnamon. I was like, oh, I don't mind cinnamon. You have to be, I think it's one of those spices you have to be quite careful with and not like overdo it, because I think it make you feel a bit cinnamon. Overdose. Let's have a look. Side effects are too much cinnamon. Yeah, you have to be careful. It can cause liver damage or trigger an allergic reaction. So, you know, when they put, you know, you can put, obviously, if you're cooking, that's fine, because you put in maybe, you know, you sprinkle a bit of cinnamon over top, but you mustn't have, like, massive amounts of it. Who's going to be eating a pound of cinnamon? I don't know. Yeah, and it can cause mouth sores as well. Did you know that? Not, is this only if you take a huge amount of it? I mean, any huge amount of most food do you very well. But anyway, that was my cinnamon roll story. Cinnamon bun, which I quite fancy, actually. I like cinnamon bun with, oh, bit of, yeah, that'd be a bit of icing. I'm always on about food. Colin Lee has got a brand new track out. It's called Reconnected, and it's been remixed by Hypnotist. And here it is now.
Don't assume that you know what I'm thinking. You know what I mean, you know you need to matter up, gotta turn it up, reconnect your broken mind, cause heaven is a level up, gotta hang it up, someone's talking on your line, I will lead you to the changes, with your days and weeks you'll find. Reconnected, reconnected. Run to you from a distance. Coming through, no resistance. Know you need to matter up, gotta turn it up. Reconnect your broken mind. If you leave it too alone, never get it done. Pretty soon you're next in line. I will lead you to the changes. With your days and weeks you'll find you're reconnected. Connected.
Now we're going bang up to date. That's a classic by the Isley Brothers, This Old Heart. Barbara have been touring with the Paul Weller band, Mr. Paul Weller, who is still so cool, isn't he? And I received the track in from Barbara, and I just loved it, and I'm glad it's on the A-list. So very lucky this month it got on the A-list. So here they are, Barbara. This is Mein Fräulein. Song. Here's another one.
I didn't think you'd understand me. How could you ever even try? I don't wanna tiptoe, and I don't wanna hide, but I don't wanna feed this monstrous fire. Just wanna let this story die, and I'll be alright. We can't be friends, but I'd like to just pretend. You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love, my love. I'll wait for your love. Me and my truth, we sit in silence. Baby, You cling to your papers and pens. Wait until you like me again. Wait for your love. That is Ariana Grande there with We Can't Be Friends, Wait For Your Love. La, 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 la. I'm joining in for no reason at all. All right, an escaped racehorse. It got out. Joined commuters at a train station and stood behind the yellow line before the train approached. Can you imagine just standing at a train station like, oh, there's a horse. Commuters on a train station in Australia were left doing a double take as an escaped racehorse joined them to wait for a passenger service. The rogue animal turned up at Warwick Farm Station, New South Wales, and trotted down the platform before pausing ahead of the train's arrival, even when it even stood behind the yellow line. Footage shared by the transport, the NSW, shows shocked commuters stepping back as the horse made its way past just before midnight on the 5th of April. I think that makes it worse, actually. Can you imagine you've gone out with a few friends in New South Wales? You know, you had a couple of drinks, and then you think, I'm feeling a little bit, whoa, you know. And then you turn around and there's a horse on the platform. That, I mean, if it was during the daytime, maybe you wouldn't feel so bad. But I think that would be quite funny. The Transport Authority saw the funny side as they shared an update about the incident on Facebook. The horse was reported to be wearing only a rug and demonstrating a bit of horseplay. Oh, glad they've got a sense of humour. He appeared to pursue an informant along the platform before unsuccessfully attempting to board the train service, they reported. He was then moved into the car park and was taken in by his owner and was returned to his residence in stable condition. Oh, I do like it. See, this is a story we want. I'm not going to read any of the headlines out from anywhere else. It's too depressing. My friend will be happy. Her birthday present, I will be able to take it to the post office now as it has an address on it. So, and it's not her birthday tomorrow. It's the day after. Do you know what? I've known, as I said, 17 years old when I first met her. I still don't know her birthday. I'm hopeless. I don't know. Terrible. Right, coming up with 11:36. We'll do some traffic and travel right after this little bit of Ed Roman, Top Link. There we go. It's good, isn't it?
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Right, let's see if the roads are all working as they should be locally, besides the big potholes everywhere. Let's not go into that. Brook Street roundabout is looking fine. Heading down towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and coming back through the Dartford Tunnel, very clear. A1023, no problems whatsoever. There are some temporary traffic lights at the A128 Brentwood Road. That's both ways near Button Farm. A12 is running nicely, but don't forget, as you head down the A12, you can't come off at Chelmsford Turnoff. You have to go down to the next one for Gallywood, and it is signposted from there. Can't see any problems on the roads at the moment, but more traffic and travel in an hour.
Yeah. FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Now, opera for all on Saturday the 20th of April at Towngate Theatre. That's St Martin's Square at Basildon. A very special concert featuring Roderick Williams and friends. It's hosted by Ian Skelly, 7pm start. Tickets are £19.50. Concessions are available, and you can find all the details on our website.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Let's go back in time. Here is Milo versus Miami Sound Machine with Dr. Pressure. Not a doctor I want to go to. I used to see a surgeon called Mr. Hackett. I kid you not. I was only a child. Imagine seeing it. Were you going to see at the hospital, Mr. Hackett? I don't think so.
Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Phoenix FM.
Here's Rebecca Ferguson featuring Nile Rodgers. No words needed.
We can take it slow. Let's just start off with hello. Before we know it, body to body. Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get your eye from across the room to choose the perfect moment to be next to you.
Voice she's got. Rebecca Ferguson there with the wonderful Nile Rodgers. What an opportunity to work with him. Chic. Oh, he's done so much, hasn't he? He's fantastic. I do like Nile. He seems to come across as a really nice guy as well, doesn't he, Nile Rodgers? I thought I would play a bit of Nile Rodgers now to take us up to the news. I think we might do... not that one. Do I want to play that one? When the world falls down. I know, I didn't want to play that one. I wanted to play just chic without, yeah, just the band, the old band, that's right. I sound like I'm talking to a sound engineer, but as you know, it is only me here in the studio. So here we go. This is Chic with Everybody Dance. I'll be back after the news. With some more music, independent music, gotta play that music on Phoenix FM. Eat my brunch from 10 to 1. That didn't rhyme, did it? No, it didn't rhyme, never mind. I try my best to rhyme the lyrics, but they sometimes go wrong. Why have I got an American accent? Why can't I talk like I normally do? Here we go. Here's she.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.